Where, dear people, the focus of the ministry has been on the I Ams of Jesus Christ. But before we begin this morning, I want to give a word about the Gospel of John, because the I Ams are all in the Gospel of John, and I need to understand what John is doing. Now, John's Gospel is not like the other three Gospels, which focus upon the life of Jesus Christ and his death. John focuses upon who Jesus is as the Son of God, who came into the world from the Father. The I Ams in John's Gospel focuses on Jesus and his eternal purpose to save his people. John clearly displays the glory of Christ, his everlasting existence, and his true divine nature. This morning we will come to the second I Am. If you open your Bibles to John chapter 8, we will see where he brings in this second I Am. And we find in John chapter 8 and verse 12 where John speaks this, or he writes this. Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The word about this passage also, there is decisions about chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. It actually picks up from even the latter part of verse 7. If you see, verse 53 is just five words there. But there is some decisions wondering about the authenticity of 7:53 down to 8:11. Early manuscripts do not have this section. Therefore, it is believed that the story about the adulterous woman was added in later manuscripts. That was not in what John actually wrote. Therefore, some commentators skip these verses and state that John 7:52 is followed by John 8 and 12. Even those express their uncertainty in it. You know, so many of them look at it and they begin with by skipping over this part here as far as going on all to what John is saying here. The background of our passage is in John 7, where Jesus was teaching in the temple. Here he made some very important statements about himself that confused the people. Now, if you turn back to chapter 7, you'll find there that Jesus himself, now he's coming, he's teaching as he walked through the land. And verse 14, it says, but when it was now the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. And you see all that from verse 14 and going down to the end of chapter 7. But he says some powerful things during his speaking there. Only I'll check it out. I'll show you only a few of them. Notice in verse 32, he says here, the Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to seize him. Therefore, Jesus says, for a little while longer, I am with you. Then I go to him who sent me. This caused their hairs to stand up. 34, you will seek me and will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come. And then he goes on, verse 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. What is this man saying? What is he talking about? And so then there was a break in it, and then Jesus himself, he comes back again to the temple, and then we find now that what has taken place. If we go to verse 12 in chapter 8, we have a better pickup of what has taken place at ending in verse 52 of chapter 7. So as we see verse 8, now here he is, he's still speaking, and then he says in this 12th verse, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And here Jesus is indicating that there he is the only one that's going to be of any aid to them. And if you just think through your mind as you go through the book of John chapter 7, all the things that Christ was saying at that time, they were looking at him, trying to catch him in his words, trying to prove that he is somebody, that he's not really the one who come from John, from God himself. But Jesus is saying now, he says these words, then Jesus spoke again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, up to us today, no doubt we come to this, as many probably in that day said, what did Jesus mean by this? What was he saying to the people then, and what is he saying to us right now? Well, we have to understand what we find in the word light throughout the Bible, and what is God saying through his word, as far as light is concerned. Now, in the Bible, the word light is used over 300 times. But there's several different ways it is used, four which are very important to us this morning. First of all, it is truth, the word of God, the Bible, that is light. In Psalm 119 and 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The same Psalm, verse 130, the unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Another way it's used, speaking of God's goodness and righteousness, Isaiah 50 and 20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness. Or Matthew 5 and 16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. A third way it's used is pointing to the people of God. Matthew 5 and 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Ephesians 5 and 8, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of the light. And then a fourth way it's used speaking of Jesus himself, as the Christ, as the Son of God. John 9 and 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. 1 Corinthians 4 and 4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. He says in this verse we're looking at, I am the light of the world. What is light as we look at it? It's a metaphor, no doubt, in this place for truth, for the gospel and what it is. To get a good biblical understanding of this statement, we must see what John says even when he started his very book and what he says about Jesus as being the light. This would make us to begin the gospel itself and look at it. Turn to John chapter 1 and notice how John starts. He leaves no stone unturned who he sees and understands Jesus Christ to be. You notice as he started, look at him in John chapter 1, in the first three verses, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it or either overtake it. So here John starts this very book that he's going to write, and it's about Jesus Christ, and he says some powerful things about Christ that you and I should understand. First of all, Jesus the Word was with God in the beginning. We had a couple of guys come to the door on yesterday and trying to sell another false religion to us. But they don't understand the truth of Jesus Christ. And here, in this group, I told them, you have a problem because you think Lucifer and Christ and Jesus are brothers. That's what you teach, so you're all out of whack. I didn't bring up this verse, but here, Jesus, the Word, was with God in the beginning. But not only that, John says here, Jesus, the Word, was God in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John shows, because he knows now, after being with Jesus and walking with him and understanding the truth of him and even being with him and knowing what he has received from him, this is eternal God that was walking. So John says that. But John goes on. He says, Jesus created everything. It says he was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. Everything was created by Jesus Christ. And he goes on, he says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Everything that exists in the world today was created by Jesus, that John says. And then John says, then man was created, and in man was the light, which was Jesus Christ. And in verse 5, he says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. The darkness can do nothing. It can defeat the light as it comes. And then here you find out, this is the very thing it said. In verse 9, it says, there was the true light which cometh into the world, enlightening every man. So here, light, we have to see, first of all, as John brings it to us, it has to do with Jesus Christ and who he is. He is the one eternal light that comes from God. But light here is speaking of God's common grace shining in the darkness of man. That is, in his sinful state. Light must come, or man will not be moved from his darkness, where he is, his lost condition, except God do something. As Jesus has said here by John, he is the one in the beginning, came into the world, he is the light. That light now has to penetrate down into lost men and women, boys and girls. Therefore, what Jesus says of himself, being the light of the world, meaning he himself, in his person, as he is seen by those present, when we there in John chapter 8, he is the light of the world. There is no other light in the world. God and Jesus Christ is it. And Jesus can say right here, I am the light of the world. Not only is he all that is said of him in John 1, but it is all and only through him that God's truth, his goodness, and his righteousness, and his glorious attributes shine brightly in the midst of the world. It's through Jesus and Jesus alone. Jesus is saying, in the midst of this falling, sinful world, under the wrath of God and his judgment, he is sent by God the Father to impart spiritual light in everlasting salvation to God's chosen people, to all who hear the gospel of deliverance from sin. What does light represent here, then? Well, it represents truth to the lost, holiness to the wicked and impure, joy and gladness to the brokenhearted, meaning that they become children of God, saved by his grace. And Jesus says here, when he starts off, I am the light of the world. He says, and it is, I am the light of the world. What does the word world mean here? Many people make a mistake on this world. Well, it means that the blessings he brings is not only for the Jews. His gospel blessings will draw men and women from every kindred and tribe. You see, there are some people, when they say God so loved the world, that means he's going to save every single individual in the world. That's what it means. It means that his grace now go out from the Jews and go into every kindred and tongue and tribe around the world. People groups will become not just from the Jews, but from other tribes in the world. Jesus is the Father's blessing to lost men and women throughout the world. That's what he's saying. God gave people to Jesus Christ, and they will be called out of the world. What did he say? What did John write here? In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ did not just put a stamp of approval on us. We do a little bit of good things or whatever. No, he had to die for us in order for us to be made righteous, in order to come to Christ Jesus. And so you hear God, John makes that statement in the beginning. But now, John also, he makes a statement of fact in this very verse. Notice he says, I am the light of the world. He says now a statement of fact. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. Follows in this verse means to attend, to follow, or to accompany. To attend, to be by Christ, to be alongside Christ, to walk with Christ, to walk and follow everything Christ says and who he is. To follow Jesus is to trust in him as the Savior, submission to him as the Messiah, abiding fellowship with him, self-denial, sharing in his sufferings, and much more. But in this passage, Jesus is focused upon the inner life of the Christian. He is speaking about the life that has been changed by the power of the gospel, and that the new believer is living a life by the power of Jesus Christ. The fact of this new life is, as he say, what happens to you? I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. There's going to be a different thing, a different light. We know what darkness is, don't we? Darkness is the light, figuratively meaning the idea of unhappiness and ruin. You see, we think of these things in just words out there, but darkness is something that actually infiltrates the soul. It brings to the person no kind of understanding, no peace whatsoever. Suffering is in there. And there's even much more. But in this passage, Jesus is focused upon the inner life of the Christian. He is speaking about the life. I'm sorry, I jumped up ahead. What he's saying here is that this darkness brings light into the people. That like darkness is moved. Christ now brings up the passage to walk in darkness means to live a wicked, immoral life of spiritual ignorance and sin. A lot of people out there think they got it made, don't they? Just like those two young men came to my door on Saturday. They think they got it made. They had big smiles on their face as they're now going to tell me about their false religion and that they got something so great, I need to hear this. But they're walking in darkness and they don't even know it. And here's what Christ is saying. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. And we know that to be the wicked immorality of life, spiritual ignorance and sin. Jesus says those who follow him will not live such a life. In the dark, a light is needed to guide the way or light the path that is being taken by one. The idea of light that guides God's people is common in the Bible. To follow the light here, Jesus is talking about the relationship between him and the Christian, which is a relationship that depends upon him as the light. To follow means to obey Jesus Christ, keep his commandments, and trust him. Those who have been saved by Jesus must go where the light leads. This is a reminder of the children of Israel as God directed them out of the wilderness in Exodus 13 and 21. Remember that. Exodus 13 and 21. The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and a pillar of fire by night to give them light that they may travel by day and by night. And it's be believed that Jesus is picking up these Old Testament ideas to show that he is the fulfillment of what God did even for his Old Testament saints. Again, this conversation took place during the Feast of the Tabernacles in the treasury, where there were two large golden lampstands, and there was a lot of lesser lights hooked onto it, and they lit after every sacrifice. And it was said that the people were shouting and dancing and rejoicing in the light. Jesus took the opportunity of that setting to teach them that he is the light. Yes, all these lights here in the building, in the temple, they take you back to what God has done in the past to your ancient people. But now God is doing something vastly new. A new light is come. You don't have to look at the great lamps that are there and go and be and bring to mind once again God's removal out of Egypt, or look at the smaller lights to give you reason to praise. He says, I am the light. And this is what Jesus has done. And we see as he come to these particular incidents, he's always pointing to something in the very session where he is, what has taken place. And Jesus says, now, you have this there, but guess what? I am the fulfillment of it. It is through faith in Christ that we receive him in our soul, and he abides with us. He says he is the light. He is the supplier of new life in the soul. It comes from Jesus. It is the light of a new world. This is the light of a new birth, spiritual awakening. Well, it is eternal life, even more, the light of Christ. I am the light. Jesus is saying here, you must have me in order to have real light in your life. I must be in you is what he's really saying. It is through faith in Jesus that we receive him and he abides forever. John 4 and 14 says, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up into eternal life. He says, all that you get from anything else is nothing, but what you'll get from me is what will bring life. Psalm 36 and 9, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Jesus is the light of life. Jesus is saying that those who are saved are living a spiritual life that empowers, that is empowered by him. The ability to walk in a manner that pleases Jesus Christ comes from following Christ. We follow him, and this is what we must see and understand. This is the blessing. But you know what Jesus says here? What does it mean to us today is really the real point. What did it mean to those who he was speaking to at that time? Now, no doubt his disciples, they understood quite well. And some others, they understood. But as we see and you read on, you find that the Sadducees, you know, and the Pharisees and all of them, they kept on trying to catch him at his words, meaning and indicating that they were lost. They were so dead in their sins, they didn't know anything. But they knew. And we know, dear people, because God has brought us from darkness into light. The application for us this morning is say, what are you and I doing? Are we following Jesus? This is what he says. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. And the darkness is nothing but a walk through sin. But he says we'll have the light of life in them. And the point is what you and I are asking, what Jesus is saying here, is it real in you right now? That's the question. Is it real in you right now? Are you stumbling through man's way of understanding things, trying to fix it up in your mind and get it through, looking at words the way it would be understood by man? Or are you looking in a biblical way? In a biblical way that you come and you can see, first of all, you can say without a doubt who Jesus is. And that's where it starts, dear people. Because see, the very discussions they had here is because they did not believe he was who he said he was. And a lost person in the world today do not believe Jesus is who he say he is. Those two guys, again, they believe Jesus and Lucifer were equal on equal planes. And I don't know what goes on after you, Lucifer and Jesus on equal planes as brothers, and they got kicked out of heaven. I don't know what else they do after that. I mean, the religion is so stupid, it doesn't make sense to go any further. But the question is, with you this morning, who do you see? Jesus. You see, light has to come. And light has to come, and Jesus is showing us here, when he says, I am the light of the world, he who follows me. How do we follow the Lord Jesus Christ? We follow him by listening to his word. What he says. What does he tell us in his word? Does he tell us who we are as sinners? Did he tell us who we are, that those who need salvation and we're away from God? Do we hear that and we say, yes, that is my case? Or if we say, well, you know, that sounds good for others, but it don't fit me. No, there's no light shining in us. We listen to his word. And dear people, we cannot listen to it. We cannot hear it without the light shining on us. When we listen to his word, that light shining on us, then we find ourselves applying the word to our lives. We put it into use. We make ourselves go and live such a way that we are now living through the light that is given to us. Remember, the light also gives us to mind a path that we're walking on. Those who walk in darkness, they have nothing. They're going to stumble and fall in darkness. But the light shines on the path. And this is what Jesus does for us. Oh, yeah, we are not perfect. We find ourselves walking. We may stumble, but what do? Even when we stumble, we apply his word to our life. We go to the Bible. We ask Jesus, what do here? And then he shows us. He takes his word and he gives it to us. He gives us the understanding that we need. And not only that, we listen to his word as you're doing right now. And as we come in from the scriptures here to us, you apply his word to your life. You and I got to walk out of here saying, what Jesus said this morning, I believe it and I follow it and I'm going to live through it. But yet, only added with that, we study his word. We want to know what he says throughout his words. We want to know what he's teaching us and how we should walk with him. Brethren, if we are those who have our Bibles and sitting on the coffee table or even the nightstand, and we pick it up maybe once or twice during the week, we're not following the light. We ain't doing nothing but letting darkness come in and overshadow the light. Christ in us is what we need to see and understand. We understand that there's the very thing. And this is what it is. You see, Christ in us is the very one who causes us to desire more light. Live your life with the understanding that Jesus is in you. And all these I am statements Jesus is making, he makes them about that which he is to us. He giving us that light that's in him. Giving you and me a shining of his light in our soul. He's the one teaches us. All comes from within. You see, we are not just trying to understand what's on the pages. We understand what's on the pages because Christ, the light, is in us. And he's the one that's helping us. Yes, we had different levels of understanding. And that's clear. And we have no gripe with that. But each one of us, Christ knows where we are. And Christ knows what we need. And he is the one who's going to give it to us. If you are not sure where you are spiritually, notice what Jesus said in John chapter 3. Turn back. Remember he said about him who come, and he is the one. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. John 3:19-20. And he says, let's look at verse 17. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And notice what he says. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. Here, dear people, what he's saying right there, the only thing that keeps one from the light, we know God saves it, but he loves his evil deeds. He don't want to turn from his evil deeds. Verse 20, for everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light so that his deeds may be manifest as being having been wrought in God. So here's what he said. This is what you and I do. We come to that point where we must understand. And each one of us today must come and say, where am I spiritual? Are these things happening to me? Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp and the teaching is light. It must be understood that there is only one way to God, and that is by coming to the light, Jesus Christ. Some people may say, how do I come to Christ? Well, you just have to come, you plead to him. He will look upon you and see you in your sin, confess your sins to him, say, Lord, this is who I am. And it's Christ. He's the one who shows his forgiving love and brings you out of darkness and into his light. In him, dear people, is biblical truth. In him is understanding of his word. In him is wisdom. All these things he gives to us, and he gives them to us himself. So there's no other way that we can see and understand the light except it come through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And so this is what we have to understand. Jesus here in this text is telling us who he is. He is the light of the world, meaning that he is the one who puts spiritual truth in the heart of every single person that trusts him. And John's first letter, he gives this in 1 John. He says in verse 6 and 7, if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Dear people, there are many people saying they are Christians and they're walking in darkness and they make excuses for they walk in darkness. But John, the same John who wrote the very gospel, he says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, has his son, cleanses us from all sin. Brethren, Christ is showing us once again. He says, I am, and this great I am, and who he is and what he brings to the world. And dear people, again, Christ is not saying that you have to come up to some kind of understanding of this, but Christ is saying what he is in you. That's it. It's not that, you know, you sit down and you got to kind of figure these things out. If it's not in your heart, if it's not boiling over in you to some degree or another, all of us are not at the same place of walking with Christ. But if it's sure, you have a sense of who you are and you say, Lord, I am not following anything but Jesus Christ. And then you could say at the same after, Lord, please help my stumbling. But if it is, the only way you have that is Christ has made a difference in you. And this is what Christ is saying. He is the light of the world. And brethren, that even kills us. We have a dark world that we're living in. And more we see that this world is even darker. Some things is even in our prayer this morning going on that we never thought would happen. We thought as when we were younger, we saw the worst things go by. And the worst things happen. But it is getting worse and worse. You know why? Darkness is taking over. It is the devil himself. And this is the war. And dear brethren, you and I, by God's grace, is in Christ Jesus. He is the light. He is guiding us. Walk in the light. Make it sure of your life right now. Say, no, I'm not doing what I think I ought to do. I'm doing and I'm going to live the way the Bible tells me to live. Check everything you're doing with the Word of God. If it's not in there, don't do it. Man, got a lot of religions. None of it come out of the Bible. Even so-called Christians. They got some stuff that they do, but it doesn't come out of the Bible. This is what we must do and say. May God bless us. In Him is biblical truth. In Him is wisdom. Walk in the light. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and even the truth of who He is. May we learn more and more. May we come, O God, and sit at the feet of Jesus and to take in His word and His truth. And may it form our lives more and more. We can say of a truth, God, we're walking in a dark world, dark with sin and wickedness all around us. And Father, the only way we will know how to negotiate through this life is that the light be with us and in us, guiding us, even showing us every step we should take that we will not bring our lives to horrible shame. Is turning aside from Christ. So bless us, O God. We ask you now. There's a week before us. We don't know what's coming, but you do know. So we ask each one of us here that you would guide us by that light of Christ throughout this week. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.